Blues to Do TV is sponsored by Garden House Country Blues Series on Beacon Hill, the third Friday of the month, featuring Alice Stewart and special guest Eric Freeman on September 21st, Lloyd Jones and Paul Green on October 19th, and Bonnie McCoy, Memphis Minnie's niece, and special guest Mary Flower on November 16th. You can find out more about Beacon Hill's Garden House Country Blues Concert Series at Brown Paper Tickets, Facebook, or at BluesToDo.com, or by calling 206-328-0662. That's Garden House Country Blues Concert Series. A fabulous bass player. Let's give it up for the band. It's Andre Mali on the trumpet. Come on, Dexter Payne on the saxophone. Kim Stone on the bass. Jay Forrest on the drum and vocals. Names that Mr. Lionel Young has played with include Count Basie, Stevie Wonder, Jimmy Page, and Mr. Plant. Living Color, Linda Ronstadt, Homesick James. Oh, I was very impressed with that. You got a list, man. You got a list. All right, we're in for some great music from this band.
Homesick James was the best of all that whole list.
I bet. Some stories there.
He was a great musician.
All right, I'm counting on you to give him some love and appreciation for their beautiful set of music coming your way right now. It is Blues to Do TV here on a Thursday night at 88 Keys and the Lionel Young Band. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. You got some applause coming your way.
Freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And be fine, be a slave. I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my love. And be free.
It's Friday night, yeah, and I just got paid. Call up my baby, she said, hey, let's get away. Got in the car, yep, started it up. I headed on over to pick her up. Got to her house, man, she really looked great. We headed on over to her favorite place. On our way over, well, it didn't take long. During the trip, we put the radio on. Can't find no soul, no R&B. Nothing to listen to, or is it just me? She said, I got to have something that's got a good groove. Got to have something that makes me want to move. She said, I got to have a rumba. You know there's something about a rumba. Oh, there's something about a rumba. about a rumba. Well, there's something about a rumba makes you wanna move all night. Down at the club where everything was great. Working the door was my old buddy Jake. I said, now, hey, hey, Baba, can you hook me up? Said, give me just a minute, you might be in luck. Slipped the band to Jackson, asked for something slow. She said, save your money, honey, but now you ought to know that there's something about a rumba. Yeah, there's something about a rumba. Oh, there's something about a rumba. Yeah, there's something about a rumba. There's something about a rumba that makes you wanna move all night. once we put the stereo on, we held each other and we danced until dawn. I said, now, baby, it's time for me to go. She shook her pretty head, she said, I don't think so. She whispered in my ear, wish that you would stay. Now she led me to a room, I could hear her say that there was something about a rumba.
Yeah!
Something about a rumba. Oh, there's something about a rumba. A song about a rumba that makes you wanna move, makes you wanna move, makes you wanna what not run. Ooh, yes, 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 yes.
Ow!
B flat from the five. Good, thank you. Come on.
You can't blame me, darling, for everything that's gone wrong.
No!
No, you can't blame me, darling, for everything that's gone wrong. Yes, it's plain to see, baby. Oh, we just can't get along. You know now, pretty darling, yeah, you treat me so bad. Well, now, pretty darling, you know I treat you so bad. Oh, we might have messed up, baby, the best thing we ever had. 'Cause every day I said, in a crash, a boom, bang, driving me insane.
Oh!
In a crash, a boom, bang, love's gone down the drain. Well, I'm done with you, you're done with me. Yes, we're never gonna be the same. Tell them, Dix! I said, in a crash, boom, bang. Love's gone down the drain. Well, I'm done with you. You're done with me. Yeah, it's never gonna be the same. Can't blame me, darling, for everything that's gone wrong. No, can't blame me, darling, for everything that's gone wrong. That's why now, pretty baby, Lord, we just can't get along. Oh, I said in a crash, boom, bang, drive out me insane. Yeah, crash, boom, bang, Well, you're done with me. I'm done with you. I'm done with me. Yes, and it's plain to see. You're done with me. Yeah, never gonna be the same.
Well, you ought to see my baby. You know that girl, she's so fine. She loves me in the morning and every night. She's always on my mind. She got sugar-coated love. Yeah, sugar-coated love. She's a real love, baby. I don't mean maybe, she's mine. Well, I don't have to worry about money. I don't have to worry about clothes. I don't have to worry about anything, cause she's my babe, and goodness knows she got sugar-coated love. Yeah, sugar-coated love. She's a real love, baby. I don't mean maybe, she's mine. Well, you can take your pick of the other. Take anyone you choose. Take all the rest, cause I don't need them, cause I got what I can use. And that sugar-coated love. Yeah, sugar-coated love. She's a real low baby, and I don't mean maybe, she's mine. She got sugar-coated love.
Ah, so sweet!
Got me right off my feet. Mm-hmm.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're trying to have a show here.
What are you guys doing? What is going on?
What are we just?
What?
Come on, guys.
What is that?
Oh, all right.
We're from Houston, Texas.
It never hurts to ask your mom first.
They're from Houston, Texas, the home of Archie Bell and the Drells, ladies and gentlemen.
Turn on the lights. If you ever change your mind. Oh, about leaving.
Whoa, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. Yeah.
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 You know I'll always, I'll be your slave till I'm buried deep down, so deep down in my grave.
Oh, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. Yeah.
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 Yeah. You know I tried to treat you right, but you stayed out day and night. Whoa, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. Yeah.
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 I get you jewelry, yeah, money too, but that's not all I do for you.
Oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah,
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 yeah.
You know, I laughed. When you laughed, but you know I only hurt myself. Oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me. Yeah,
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 yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever change your mind. Whoa, about leaving me behind. Whoa, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some blues.
Said you're playing with my mind, babe. Always accusing me of doing something wrong. Said you're playing with my mind, babe. Always accusing me of doing something wrong. I can see your lights on, baby. I can't see nobody home. Here come your mother-in-law. You know it's the same thing every day. Ever since we've been married, babe, you try and drive me away. you seduce me, babe. Accusing me of doing something wrong. I can see your lights on, baby. Tell us about it, Steve. Steve Thorpe, ladies and gentlemen, how about it? Thank you.
When I come home a little late, you know you accuse me of being out messing around. You know that's not true, baby. When I come home late, baby, you know you accuse me of being out messing around. I can see your lights on, baby. I can't see. I can't see. I can't see nobody home.
Oh, look out. A Monday night, we're getting all hot and steamy up here. Dean Riker Band, ladies and gentlemen, doing a great job, an excellent job with that set. Woo! Blow the steam off. Yes, it is a hot night. Go on, get up to next to that mic. I'm going to interview you, man. We got Scott Simmons on the bass. Give some... Give it up for Scott. Great bass player. Dave Jetty on the drums, one of my all-time favorites. All-time favorites. Yeah, he signed my Cadillac. That's another story, but anyway. Steve Thorpe on the keyboards. Great job on the keyboards.
Thank you.
You like it loud, don't you?
What's that?
Huh?
Why do you think I hired
Dave? Oh, it's smoking hot. But now, let's talk about your gear first, because you got some good stuff going on here. What's that amp? Let's start there.
Is a black faced, a silver face. Uh-huh. It's a 74.
The flames come out of that thing?
Is it loud? Okay. It's one of the quieter amps I have. That's why I brought it tonight. But
what about this Telecaster?
Everything I do is fake.
Oh, he's pulling my leg. Isn't
this is
he?
This is called a relic.
Pulling my leg.
This is a relic, and it's.
It is.
Yeah.
What year? I mean, that always means something.
2006 something, or 8, something like that. Yeah.
You beat that thing up.
No, that's the way it came.
Oh, that's when you
got
it. I
take pristine care of it.
Okay, what about this one? What about that? That one's your favorite,
that's
I can tell.
That's another new one.
Les
story
Paul.
Behind is they reissued these, or actually this isn't a reissue, it's a tribute, 1960s gold top.
That's what I was
saying. Ever since my mom took me into the first music store when I was probably, I don't know, 8 years old, nine, took me in to buy me a trumpet. There was a gold top sitting in the corner.
And you wanted one ever since?
Ever since. I finally got one because they're cheap. Huh. Okay. Less than a grand for that. So.
Well, that opens up a door. What about your mom? Is there a person in your life that opened up music for you like that? Was it mom or was
mm-hmm.
it? Mm-hmm. Tell me about
mom
that.
Mom and my aunts.
Yeah, your aunts?
Mm-hmm. Two of them anyway.
Tell me more. Were they piano players, singers? What was going on?
Yeah, singers, piano players, not professionally.
Played the radio, DJ?
Yeah. you know, ever since I was young, probably 2 years old, I developed my own turntable in the kitchen with mom's mixmaster.
Wow. So you were serious at home about your
music? Yeah, you know, I was already DJ at two, playing my own platters, which they literally were platters. And about, I don't know, about 4 years old, the piano, my mom walked in the living room one day, and she says, I was sitting at the piano playing. She said, Dean, where did you learn that? And I said, off the TV. I was listening to American Bandstand or something, and I was playing part note for note. And I don't remember, but she's always said that.
So your mom had a lot to do with you getting into music. What about guitar? Was there a particular person that said, this is the instrument, and it opened your mind up?
I didn't have a girlfriend. I wanted one. No,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. And
my brother was a big musical influence on me, and he bought me my first guitar, Sears Roebuck.
Ah.
little, I think it was a K tone. Or something. No, it was a harmony. Yeah, okay. The Sears Silvertone harmony. That $12.95 or something. You
they're
know,
keepers, man. They're keepers.
But he bought me that, and that's what got me started. So
changed your life, huh?
Pretty much.
You big brother changed your life. Was it Big Brother?
Yes.
Big Brother. You also talked about a couple of record albums that changed your life. The Bloomfield Cooper LP.
Mm-hmm. The Double Live. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a big one. But I wore a couple of those out.
Did Bloomfield influence your guitar playing?
I don't know. You know, I was so into fusion and jazz at the time that I wasn't, well, I never listened to guitar players anyway to learn from. Early on, Led Zeppelin and all the typical stuff, but yeah, exactly. Later on, it was mostly drummers, piano players and trumpet players, which I quit playing trumpet, but that's what I listened to mostly.
So do you play more than guitar?
I'm sorry?
Do you play more than a guitar?
Drums and bass and just a tiny bit of keyboards.
You play everything, don't you? Yeah, we hate people like you. Just kidding. So you're a musical mongrel, as you describe yourself.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Many styles. But
many styles, many instruments. You do this full time? You guys, all you guys do full time, huh? So what's with you, Dean?
I repair office chairs during the day.
I'm going to bust your chops on that, man. You should be playing this thing full time. I'm sorry. Am I right? Can I hear you say yeah? Yeah. All right. I knew you were there. Pure Food and Drug Act with Harvey Mandel and Dawn Sugarcane Harris. I remember that.
Yeah, for me. Yeah.
Okay. You're not old enough.
That was recorded right here in Seattle at the... Do you know the name of that place?
K. Smith or something?
No. It was at a tavern.
A tavern.
Off of 45th, right off 45th and I-5.
The Blue Moon? Had to be the Blue Moon. Sure. Or the Rainbow, the Fabulous Rainbow.
Might have been the Rainbow.
That had to be the Fabulous Rainbow Tavern.
My soul's on fire. That was a big one for me.
It was the Fabulous. It had to be the Fabulous Rainbow. Okay, so let's talk about, we talked about gear. What about your songs? You have a couple of originals you started with, the mm-hmm. Silver Spoon song. Mm-hmm. That's personal, isn't it?
Could be.
I'm not going there. Hanging on is useless. Most of all, it's painful. That's a true statement.
Yeah,
you got some truth in there. That's what the blues is all about. Huh?
That was written about 2 years ago in Vegas. Okay. After some stuff happened, yeah.
You spent some time in Vegas.
We're
not going to talk about.
That was my payback.
Oh, comebacks up.
So, well, you know, I don't carry a grudge.
You don't care what?
I don't carry a grudge.
Okay. Okay. 39 days. That's another original?
No.
Oh, okay. Who wrote that one?
I don't remember.
Oh, I busted him.
Mike somebody.
So okay. I loved your arrangement of Crossroads. Tell me how you got to that.
Oh, just through about four, five, six different arrangements of it. We just actually, at rehearsal, we came up with the drum group. Dave did. And... you know,
always starts with the drummer, doesn't
together.
It, Dave?
Without me, it's just folk music.
Give me that quote, man.
I'm just saying, without me, it's just folk music.
Ooh, Dave Jetty. Now, Dave, you're sitting here without your shoes on. Do you always play naked? No.
Just from the ankle down.
And why? Was there someone who taught you that or something?
It's just, I grew up in Texas. It's hot. And that's just one less piece of clothing you have to have on.
Yoo-hoo. Oh, there's so many more questions I could dig into from that. Wait, are you going to the IBC finals? Is that what I heard?
We have advanced to the WBS finals. Yeah, in Snohomish. So we're going up there. Yep.
So you made the first cut, as it were, for the International Blues Challenge. Everybody trying to go to Memphis these days. And you guys got a good chance with this band. Big show coming up on August 19th in Snohomish. James King and the Southsiders. Raphael's going to be there. So how'd you get into playing the bass?
I just grew up in a musical family, and that was the chair that needed to be filled. So, yeah. But I kind of learned by watching, played in church, and there was a B3 in front of me. And I'd taken piano lessons when I was 6 years old. So the man said, watch my feet. So I'd watched his play keys with his feet, and I knew the notes, and so that's how I learned the notes on the bass.
The 1-4-5-4 came out right in the feet there. I can relate to that. I grew up with a mom doing organ at church, and the same thing, I was down there at her feet. Totally know that story firsthand. So how old were you then?
Oh, I was in probably early teens, and then I played drums in high school, went to college, and then and here I am. So.
Well, now, when did you get into this professionally, and when did you know you had to do it professionally?
I'm an electrician by trade, so that's always treated me, you know, I've always had that, but I played, you know, from 20 years old on, I was pretty busy, and then when I moved up in this area, been very busy the last 15 years or so in this area, yeah.
You also sing, overalls. Steve, as well as play the keyboards, and you have two Nords over there.
Yeah.
Two Nords. I've seen a Nord before, but never have I seen someone with two Nords. This is the brand of keyboard I'm talking about. These are great. They sound like a Hammond organ. And tell me about your gear there.
Yeah, they really do an outstanding job. They're a Swedish company. The bottom keyboard just does Hammond B3. And other organs, it does Farfisa, the cheesy Italian organs from the 60s. And it also does a really good pipe organ. But mainly B3 is what people use them for. And, you know, the top keyboard does B3 as well, but you have weighted keys for the piano, right. And you can't play the B3 on the piano because you have to do all these smears and these run-ups, and it's just a whole other action. So that's why I drag around so much gear to be more authentic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do this full-time. What got you into the keyboards?
You know, it's funny, listening to Dean's story, I've never really talked to him about that, but it's really similar. My mom played... just played by ear. We always had a piano in the house, you know, 5 or 6. I just, you know, picked it up, kind of had a good ear for it.
Wow.
Never really took lessons. I just kind of always, you know, learned off records. And back in the old days, you could check out big records from the library, you know,
right,
and
right.
I'd check those out and learn, like, you know, classical songs or whatever I could
mm-hmm.
find.
So. Way to go. Well, you got the chops. Never a
oh,
lesson.
Thanks.
I'm so sorry, but...
That's right, and we both grew up in Vancouver, Washington. Right?
Both of you too.
Never met until up here, but.
And you didn't know that about. Oh, yeah. What a 10-minute interview will do.
That's right.
Steve Thorpe on the keyboards. I could ask you some more questions, but we're running out of time here. Dave Jetty on the drums. I love you, man. Scott Simmons on the bass. You can find Dave and Steve in the Jonathan Harris Band. No, I'm sorry, Dave and Scott. In the Jonathan Harris Country Band, but this is the Dean Reichert Band. Dean Reichert on guitar.
It's called There's a Better Life.
Holding on is useless, I know.
a dream that went away. What is a man supposed to do when you just won't play by the rules? Night after night, sitting home alone. Keep your faith warm, holding the phone. You say it's not my business. I think it's a lack of communication. I'm making it my business. I know, yes, I know. Holding on is useless, disdainful. Most of all, it's painful. Dangling is painful. I know, yes, I know.
Thorpe on the keyboards. Thank you very much.